K-State Nation, happy Mother's Day out there to all the Kansas State moms out there. This is another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, presented to you by the Kansas City Metro Mile, going down June 6th. Eddie Greer checking in with you on this Sunday, hot Sunday in Kansas City, Missouri. It is May 12th, 2024. It's postcast edition. We will recap all the track and field stuff starting tomorrow. And also, Cooper Schultz will start keeping track of him as he will begin his research to try to do what Carl Bernard did, get him into the NCAA championships. But we got to keep it steady and easy, obviously, recording on this Mother's Day. So again, happy Mother's Day to all the K-State moms out there in Manhattan, Kansas, state of Kansas, here in Missouri, all of K-State Nation out there around the United States and even outside the United States as well. We're covering it all things K-State sports, but not covering it all is K-State baseball. After stealing game one, they got taken to the woodshed yesterday in game two. West Virginia pounds K-State on the diamond right from the, well, early and often. 13-0. West Virginia took care of K-State. And look, again, we're going to keep this a little bit short. Track and field had a, sorry to keep going back there, but track and field had a lot of good performances over this weekend at the Big 12 championship meet down in Waco, Texas. We will back up and do a little change of pace, so tomorrow we'll recap all of that. But game two, right? We talked about this, and I'm not going to quote this. I'm not going to go anything. I'm just going to keep it straightforward, and of course it's going to do that. But K-State played clean ball Friday night. That's how you're going to win games. Okay, but here, no errors in game one. Yesterday, three errors. Shutout across the board for K-State. Three hits, no runs, three hits, three errors. I've talked about this time and time again, whether it's baseball, mistakes, football, basketball, whatever it is, even in major leagues, right, where you're the highest player, you make it to the highest level in any major sport. It's a big deal, okay, right? But you make any mistakes, it's going to cost you. And for K-State, three errors, and I'm pretty sure there are a lot of them. Well, there were a lot of them there as well. Pete, we will say Pete Hughes in a comment. Unfortunately, when you have 9 unearned runs, it's tough to win the series clincher. And he goes on to say, quote, on to tomorrow, which is today, here in a couple of hours. K-State still has an opportunity. Now, saying all this on a negative side, right? K-State has an opportunity still to win this series. They had a chance to do it yesterday. Obviously, didn't do it, and now it has to come down to today. Why today? I don't know, but they had an opportunity to lock this thing down. Couldn't do it. And Derek Clark, once again, K-State's bats cold against a good superior pitcher. 6th win of the year there as well. Let's see if I can get it on my laptop. I don't know. Yeah, there we go. After a while, I thought my laptop there was going to be asleep for the whole for Majora's podcast. I got it back on here. We already covered K-State's line here as K-State dropped to 29-20 in the 2024 season. Back to 500 in conference play, 13-13, while West Virginia, 30-19, 16-10 in conference play. Derek Carr was great yesterday afternoon. He goes to 6-2, and I mentioned Jackson Woodworth in yesterday's episode. They didn't use him, used him to start. He bounces to 3-4. We'll get to his line in just a moment there. As well as we're going to get to him. Actually, we're going to get straight to him right now. Jackson Woodworth did go 6 innings. He did give up 4 hits, but 6 runs. 4 of those were unearned. 3 walks, 7 strikeouts. So an uncharacteristic line
probably the weirdest line of the year for Jackson Whitworth there. He's been one of the more consistent pitchers all year for Kansas State there. Odd line for him in this game. 6 1/3 there. Adam Arthur, 1/3. Ty Rule, we haven't heard much of him all year on his podcast. Made an appearance yesterday in game two. Mason Buss winning the inning, gave up 2 hits and gave up 4 runs in this game. So this game kind of got out of control. It was 6-0 there late. You know, K-State, you still have a chance to get their offense going, but their offense has been too inconsistent as of late there as well. And I do want to mention, let me see if I can pull up Derek Clark's line. Yeah, Derek Clark, 7 innings pitch, striking out, walked 2 batters, 2 hits, 10 cats struck out against him in the ball game there. And only 3 hits, Brennan Jones, Nick English, and let's see, who had the other hit in this one? All the way down to the bottom of the order, Chuck Ingram. Those are your 3 Wildcats that had hits in this game for Kansas State as they get blown out and shut out 13-0 yesterday. And now you wait here in a couple hours here. Game 3 postcast there. Postcast of this won't be until tomorrow night. And from the looks of it, because I do want to cover track and field tomorrow right off the jump. Let's see. Yeah, I do want to do that because that's pretty important right now. We'll see if K-State can take the series. Either way, postcast tomorrow night of the series finale. Track and field will be the first thing that pops up tomorrow. We'll get that record tomorrow morning and get that out to your feed, wherever you get your podcast there as well, because track and field, they got some hardware. I kind of want to go through that, but I don't have time because it is Mother's Day and I want to get on with the rest of my day here, on this Sunday as we conclude the weekend with Mother's Day on the second weekend of May. A lot of things going down. And also, while I'm on it here, not much to talk about with this matchup, with this game, because K-State, decided to go to sleep 13-0 yesterday in Morgantown, and now game 3 rubber match. We'll see what K-State can wake the bats up and respond and get out of Morgantown with a huge series win. If they don't, then I'm on the fence of, look, K-State, going in, there's some hopes, but now, I mean, I'm not on the postseason bandwagon. If I'm be 100%, I'll be 100% honest. I mean, they have a small window, but they lose this game. Yeah, I mean, you got a sweet BYU, really. But you still have the Big 12 tournament. I get that. Which PDU's give him credit. For some reason, K-State saves their best performances for the tournament. So there is a small hope, but there's not really a big one if you look at it. So we'll see what happens today in game 3. Big performances by the men and women on the track and field side. This episode of the postcast of the Pro Project Podcast brought to you by KC Metro Mile, June 6th. Yes, June 6th, Thursday night, under lights, Rockhurst High School in Kansas City, Missouri, folks. Cannot wait. As far as I know, at least in my heat, 18, and look, it was big last year. It was like 22 people, in the men's masters that signed up for it. Only 20 got on to participate, and really 18 of us started. So look, it's going to be the same. It's going to be the same thing. There's some new players in there this year that weren't in there last year, but that I recognize from running against from last year's races. So look, that I think already, I would stack our heat up already with the elite of the boys already. So I'm super pumped up, and I have a window to get revved up for speed before my Chicago Marathon training cycle begins next month. So I'm excited for all of it. So definitely look forward to that. If you're in the KC Metro and you have to hit a certain mile time though. But if you have that. Certain mile time though, definitely sign up. If not, if you're open, if you don't have anything going on, that Thursday, definitely come out, be a fan. It's just one of those things that it just takes me back to those high school days. Track and field meet, championship atmosphere. It can't get any better than that. So June 6th, KC Metro Mile, put it on the calendar. If you're able to run, check out more information on the run sign up page, runsignup.com. Type up KC Metro Mile. It should pull up right there. A lot more to come on that as it gets closer and closer. So really looking forward to it. Did it last year for the very first time. Loved it. Loved every bit of it there. We were right there in the mix until the very end there, until like the very last second, and everybody just started taking off there as well. But yeah, for those that are new to the podcast, obviously this is K-State podcast, but I'll definitely recap last year's event. Hopefully, I have my eyes on a different outcome this year, so I'm definitely looking forward to that. And hopefully for a different outcome, K-State baseball looking for a different outcome as they need a series win. Can they get it? We'll find out here later on, coming up on Mother's Day in a couple hours. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, are free and available daily, or whenever we decide to record Kansas State content. And again, don't forget that bonus channel, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Again, that's Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. If you've been listening for quite a while, all week long, we've been posting K-State content. I appreciate you so much for that as well. And make sure you tell, and then, yeah, go ahead and make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. This other K-State podcast, along with 3 Mall, Go Power Cap, and there's a couple others out there as well. That's exceeding me right now. So there you go on that. But that's going to wrap things up on this Mother's Day edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Ian out there in Santa California. Don't forget, we did record a new bonus episode on Monday. Go check it out on the Podbean feed only. Only on Podbean, you're going to find bonus content of the Pearl Project Podcast and my other podcasts that I do as well. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. You have been listening to another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!